It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, America has taken one step closer to becoming great again. Tiger Woods has won the Masters. He's back. It's the Golf DMV podcast. We've got Sherb in studio. Sherb, what's up?
What's up?
And LB's in studio. B, what's going on?
Hey.
And we've got a good buddy rounding out the foursome, Rick McCormick. Rick, what's up, man?
What up? What up?
Got him in studio hanging out with us for the podcast. It's a good deal. Look, there's only one thing to talk about. If you've got a golf podcast, we're not talking about game one of the NBA playoffs.
Nope.
We're not talking. Series. We're not talking about Caps hockey.
Yep. They are up 2-0 against the
Carolina
we're
Hurricanes.
Not, definitely right? Not talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no. We're not doing that either.
Tonight.
Are you guys fans of Game of Thrones?
There's a show called Game of Thrones?
Oh, Lord, LB.
Come on, LB.
I've heard it. I've never watched an episode.
It's pro.
Tonight.
Is it? Okay. Game of Thrones. I'm not a fan of it. I shouldn't say I'm not a fan. I feel like the train left the station without me.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen one episode.
Right. And they're so far in that I'm like, what's the point of going and starting? No. So, Rick, is it the greatest show of all time?
Y'all going to have to binge watch it.
Really? Yeah. Is that good?
No, yeah, Sopranos?
It's
The Wire?
Good.
Is it better than The Sopranos or The Wire?
Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Is that a yes? Because
yes,
I,
that's
thank
a yes.
You.
Let me ask you this. Are there black people in it?
Not so much.
Are there anything other than slaves or no? So we're 2 minutes in the podcast, and we've talked more about Games of Thrones than Tiger Woods winning the Masters. Right. So Tiger Woods closes it out with a bogey on 18. Gosh, I guess it was Brooks Koepka who finished second, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I was just thinking, man, if Brooks birdies 18.
Brooks and, wasn't DJ second too?
Three-way tie
for second. Yeah, wow, it was crazy. It was a crazy Masters.
It was a great Masters.
So let's go around the table. We'll start with Sherm. Sherm, your overall thoughts on Tiger winning?
Okay, so let me say this. It's been 11 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Since he won a major.
A major, right. Yep. I was fighting back tears watching him walk off that 18th green.
Good night.
And I'll tell you why. Because I went back, and really the commercials over the last 4 days, you kept seeing it. Mm-hmm. His first green jacket he won, the first person there was his dad.
Right.
And the first person there today was his son.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And then the second person then was his mom. Second mm-hmm. person today was his mom. And it, I mean, just as a father who's lost his father.
Right.
Like seeing that, I mean, it was so emotional for me remembering Earl and him, you know, the embrace he had and then seeing Earl's gone, but now I got my boy.
Right. Right.
I mean, it was very emotional to see. And Tiger gets on my last nerve with the whole Trump thing. However, there's something about redemption,
uh-huh.
and there's something about seeing somebody who, I mean, everyone hated, but, you know, we stuck by him. You know, screw him now, but whatever.
Right.
But there's something about...
We'll stand behind you through infidelity.
Right.
But Trump,
you only get a pass for Trump. I'm sorry.
You guys are so cutthroat. Yeah.
But I think that there's something about, you know, that we live in a place that you are able to come back. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's great for Tiger. I think it's great for golf. You know, LB said last year, Tiger is the needle.
Yep.
And this was vintage Tiger. This was Sunday Red at Augusta when everybody else is plugging it into the water and Tiger nails the green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right.
And it was, I mean, it was special. It was incredibly special to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole Masters was great all 4 days, the whole week. But seeing Tiger on Sunday come from behind and win, mm-hmm. there's just something magical.
Something,
about
by
that.
The way, he's never done. He's
right,
never won.
Never.
Yeah.
Never
there's
won.
There's just something magical
when he hasn't
about
had
it.
The 54 hole lead.
Right.
And I'll say that, and then I'll let the other guys talk. Ray sent a text to me and Preston today, and Ray said, "I had to watch
two because, of your buddies.
Yeah, or two are Alabama, the two biggest listeners in
the
Alabama.
Bands. There you go."
Yeah. And they listen to every episode because they text me every week. But Ray, so the three of us are on a group chat, and Ray said, "I knew something magical was about to happen." He said the whole week it just felt like there was a buzz.
Oh, yeah.
And he said in Alabama, everywhere you turned, That's all people were standing around watching TVs, like, what's about to happen? And right. he just said, you know, you just felt like something magical
even
was about
the fact
to happen.
That they had to move all the times up and they played off front and back. Like, yeah. It just felt like, okay,
with three
this
in a group
just,
instead of
yeah,
two.
It just right. felt big. And yeah. it's interesting because on my way back to the studio, I stopped past store to pick up some food, and I had the Masters on my phone. I'm watching it. Mm-hmm. By the way, big shout out to Sherm because I was watching on the Masters app, which sucks because it was like buffering every like 30 seconds. And he said, "No, go on CBS Sports app."
So we were standing next to each other in Sky Zone, watching on our phones,
right? Being totally antisocial.
Yeah,
right?
I was watching on the CBS app, and he's like, "How is your phone not buffering?" I'm like, "Well, what app are you using?"
It was a bad situation. So
and there was a guy walking by. Sky walking by with his phone up to his face, kid tailing behind. He's watching the Masters. Right.
Literally, I could have pushed his kid down on the ground and grabbed her candy, and he wouldn't have known what happened. And so I'm in the store, and she says, "Are you watching?" And it was an Asian lady. She says, "You watching the golf too?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Three people right before you came in here picking up food, watching it on their phones too." So, Rick, what were your thoughts about Tiger winning?
Well, I think it was great for golf to see Tiger come back on top again, and him the last two majors that he was in, he finished in what, the top three or something like that.
Yeah, he finished two at the Open Championship. Right. I know that for sure, and I think he finished in the top five last year at the Masters, right?
Yeah. So you just felt like something was coming for Tiger. So I think it was fun to watch. It was really fun to watch, and it was great to see him. It was great to see the. I guess the lead changed several times. Yeah. So many players
it was dramatic.
Near the top. It was dramatic. And to see Tiger come out on top, that was just special. And I'm sure the networks appreciated that.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you who else appreciated that. Nike.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, sporting his Nike gear.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, yeah. Right. It's like the whole field had on Nike gear damn near.
Right.
That's I'll tell you who else appreciated that because I just got tagged in a post on Facebook. This SportsCenter posted a better place, an $85,000 bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters at 14-1 odds.
Wait, who did?
A better.
Wow.
He won $1.19 million.
Good night. Off of a bet on Tiger.
The hell?
Wow.
Puts $85,000 on any golfer.
Exactly. Yeah. Who has that kind of money to bet on it? Right. It probably was Tiger.
No, I tell you what I would have put
it
in.
It might have been his boy at on Pennsylvania Avenue putting on.
I'll tell you what, if I had $85,000, I'm taking the field against you. Mm-hmm. You could have any golfer you want.
Yeah,
I'll take
the field. Yeah, absolutely. Good
I would
night.
Never put $85,000. I wouldn't put $8.50 on or $85 on one golfer.
LB, your thoughts on Tiger?
Oh, so yeah. I enjoyed it too. I mean, I wasn't rooting for Tiger initially, I wanted Tony Finau to win. That was who I wanted to win, at least today, at least. You know, initially I wanted Bernhard Langer to show up, but he, he made the cut. So let's say that for him. He made the cut.
Which is amazing, by the way, at his age.
61.
I mean, yeah.
61. Yeah. He made the cut. So, yeah, I was looking for Tony. But once it was evident that Tony was not going to win, then I was totally rooting for Tiger. I did not want
Francesco Molinari.
Yeah, I called him. What's the video game?
You call him Mario.
Luigi. I did not want him to win. I mean, there's nothing bad about him. He's just like. You know what I mean? He ain't got no personality or whatever. Not that Tiger has a great personality, but I wanted him to win.
Yeah, but he kept saving par.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he was putting today.
He did. Yeah.
That's at least the first part of the fourth round.
When he double bogeyed 12, I think it was, there was no doubt in my mind that he'd come back and birdie, 13 and 14. Yeah. But then he double bogeys 15, and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell it in his face.
Game over, I told you.
No, but I don't think that was the hole.
Yeah, that was the
one
where he
went in the water.
He hit the limb
and came down into.
But there was a hole. There was another hole
before that one. That was the Amen Corner when he put it in the water. Him and Tony.
And then the group in front of them put it in the water.
Right. I feel like Brooks put it in the water.
Brooks did too. Two of them did. It was Brooks because we were watching.
Right on our phones.
Brooks and Poulter put it in the water, and then they were the second to last group. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, so Rick and I were saying on the way here, like,
what are y'all doing?
What are you doing? Go long.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In that final group, I'm like, if you see Molinari put it in the water,
mm-hmm.
Club up.
Yeah.
And that's what Tiger said in the press conference. He was like, you know, at 12, like the leaderboard just shifted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at 15, when Molinari puts in the water, he's like, oh, this is my shot. Yeah. He's like, oh, it's on. Yeah. I mean, game on. Let's do it.
The one thing I will I think that played to Tiger's advantage and I'm sure to the network's advantage was because of the rain delay, the forecast for rain and them having to change the time by putting, because see, Tiger was not going to be in the final group.
Right.
By playing three players, and that put Tiger into the final group. So I'm sure for the network, that was like perfect.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure some president called another ending. President mm-hmm. of the president of PGA called the president of Masters and said, hey,
put him in the last
Tiger.
Group.
We need Tiger in the final group.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that to me, if Tiger had not been in the final group, I think that would have played to Molinari's advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Like, right, not having to play with Tiger.
Because we got to remember, some of these younger guys may not have, you know, Tiger's PTSD from playing with Tiger. But Francesco does. I mean, he's not a young cat. I mean, he remembers when Tiger was dominant for the most part.
But you know what I mean? But he beat him, too, recently, the last time.
That was at Tiger's event, wasn't it?
That was at the,
he did win Tiger's event, but he won
at the Open Championship. They were neck and neck, so he beat him, paid up.
But wasn't Molinari's very first career win at Tiger's tournament, and his second career win was the Open?
I think it was the opposite, wasn't it?
Whatever it was.
Yeah, those were his first two, though, one way or the other. Yeah.
I think Tiger's
Open first, and then he came one of
the. No. Tiger's is in July 4th weekend, and that one's in July, but after.
I thought it was the next. Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
So and Tiger's first, and then, too. Yeah.
But think about how long. I mean, and that was kind of the one thing I was thinking, like, I don't know if Molinari can hold on. Remember, he didn't have any bogeys in that stretch.
Yeah,
this week, before today, he only had one bogey.
Yeah. Right. See, I thought he was – that's why I thought he would be solid. I thought he's not going to give this
that's
up.
That's just what he does. Mm-hmm. He does not get bogeys. Yeah. And, again, Rick and I were talking about that.
Mm-hmm. And I felt like Dustin Johnson being the first in the clubhouse at 12 under would put pressure on Tiger, too.
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. And I had said also Jason Day posting 11 under.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought – and that he kind of set the bar. Like, if you're going to win, you better start dropping some strokes. Mm-hmm. Because they were flirting.
Glad he didn't win because I didn't want to have to hit your mouth. You pick them.
Well, that's not, so nice.
I told Burr, I was like, please don't let Jason Day win because I ain't trying to hit your mouth all day.
That's nice of you.
Super funny. So one of my thoughts with Tiger, because you guys went around the horn with it, but like with me, it was like I never thought I'd see him win another major. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think I'd see it. Yeah. I did think I thought I'd see him get close, but I never thought he'd do it. And
I started to feel that way, too, recently. Mm-hmm. But like a few years ago, I thought, he will win one, two or more at the most. Mm-hmm. But recently I started to feel like he's not going to win no more majors. You know,
I thought he would after last year. Now, 2 years ago, I would have said no. 3 years ago, I would have been shocked if
he couldn't chip the ball on the green.
Right. Yeah, well, 3 years. And it was
He couldn't walk.
Because Bernanda actually called it. She said, well, 3 years. Because I said something like, think back to 5 years ago. And Bernanda said, well, think back to 3 years ago. And I was like, you know what, you're right, because he was back playing golf, but he could not play golf.
Right, mm-hmm. at all.
And years ago, you were like, ooh, Tiger looks better. Mm-hmm. And then last year, like, oh, shoot, Tiger's back.
Remember, last year's goal.
As soon as he had that fusion back surgery.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, last year's goal was just for him to get through the season without getting hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's back to winning majors. And now my thought changes from he's never going to win another major to that 18 that Jack's got, that's in trouble. That's in trouble.
It's in big trouble.
I mean, it's in play. I don't know.
It's in play.
And he could have another very special year this year. At his age, 43, he could still have another special year this year. I could see him winning another one this year.
LB and I were talking during the podcast. Before the podcast, we were saying that, you know, no matter what anyone else does, Tiger's going to get Player of the Year. I mean, just for winning the
100%.
Unless someone wins multiple majors.
Well,
someone,
Tiger may win the Open.
Yeah. No. I mean,
If I'm going in there, I don't have $85,000 to bet, but I would definitely put maybe.
You could put some on it.
I'd probably put $20 down.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. So there were tons of things that happened surrounding the majors, and so just a few things that stood out to us. I'll start. Was the mall cop who slid into Tiger?
Yes.
Do y'all remember? Did you see that video?
Yeah.
He could have seriously injured.
This is what I'm saying.
I heard about
I'm
this.
I'm like, what if?
Was this like the grass was wet or something like that?
Yeah, the grass was wet. He came rushing over to try to keep the crowd away from Tiger.
He could have tore Tiger's Achilles.
And here's fell what into Tiger's leg.
So Tiger,
that's why they tell you not to run at Augusta.
Tiger hits the ball over to the crowd. They move the crowd back. He then hits his approach shot. I mean, he hits it, smashes it. Tiger's moving up to try to see where the ball goes. The crowd's following him. And then all of a sudden, you've got top flight security in the world trying to run over to keep the crowd back. And by the way, there was no reason to run over.
Well, there was a person walking toward him, but they weren't.
They weren't that close.
It seemed like they were that close to him.
Yeah. He runs over, and then he slips and he slides. And, you know, the same way, like, if a wide receiver is getting tackled and a defender kind of falls on his ankle and his ankle's planted, and he rolls over his ankle. Like
Tiger's ankle.
And Tiger then starts limping to, you know, to keep saying, and you're looking like, dude, you could have tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
He would have been getting death threats today.
No, he should still get them.
Well, he would have got fired. Well, he was getting fired.
He better have gotten fired.
He might still get fired.
He should get fired.
he almost took out Tiger. The one time Tiger is going to win this thing, he almost takes him out.
No, and like the PGA would probably like, look. He is getting fired, right? Top flight.
Yeah, he's going to be down there.
Like you almost ruined all of our money.
Yeah, send him back to whatever little outlet mall you found
next
him
week
in.
You see him at Walmart.
Yeah.
And that's why I see that bag. I need to see your receipt.
Yeah. Receipt before I take your Achilles out, Buster.
Checking receipts at Costco.
LB, what stood out to you?
I had a bunch of little things that I caught. Let's see, where do I start? The one guy. Vaping on the range. Did you see him?
No.
Yeah, his name is K-I-R-A-D-E-C-H.
Kid Rack Epi Barn Rat?
No, it wasn't Barn Rat. Barn Rat's the one that fell. Did you see him fall? That was funny.
He's on the course, and he's got this weird, lie. And
but
so,
I didn't see any reason for him to fall. It was almost like he did it on purpose after he hit the shot.
He's on the corner and spun around and fell on his back and rolled back. It was like,
come on, dude.
And he's kind of chubby, so it looked funny.
Right. Let's see what else I saw. Chewing gum. Something new I hadn't noticed before.
Tiger was chewing.
Mm-hmm. He was chewing.
And Phil, the last 2 days, Phil was getting that gum some work. You know what I mean? Phil was normally chewing gum. I don't
see either one of them chewing gum.
But, oh, exactly. Until the day. They were all getting it.
Yeah,
at least they were chewing gum. The other thing was, did you see Phil? Okay. And it was a shot. It was on Instagram. So Phil, they're in the fairway or to the side. He goes in his bags. He pulls out a little bottle, a tincture bottle. He fills up the dropper. He looks around to left and right to make sure nobody's looking. And he hits whatever's in this dropper. He puts it in his mouth, squeezes it, and puts it back in, looks around again, and puts it back in his bag.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody mentioned it in the broadcast, so I don't have any idea what that
Does
was.
Does anybody know what it was?
I'm curious as to what it was, because I was telling Vern, shout out to Vern. Vern came to the house today, and we watched the Master together. And I was like, well, what, you know, it could have been a 5 hour energy, because he wouldn't be, you know what I mean? That's not the kind of thing that you would be hiding. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever this was, he was trying to hide. But the messed up part was he's trying to hide it. They got two different camera angles.
Staring right at him.
He's trying to hide it.
You can't get away with that.
Man. You can't do nothing out there.
But
man,
no, I feel somebody else is going to get suspended for that, not him.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like he someone else goes to jail for inside of trading.
Tommy Fleetwood. Did you see the highlight of Tommy Fleetwood when he missed the putt?
No.
And he gave the ball a finger.
I missed that.
Oh, man, it was
Tommy Fleetwood. That was Claude's pick to win it.
That was my pick, yeah.
He finished tied for 36th.
Okay, I missed on that one.
Yep.
The last one I'll say, did you Sergio didn't make the cut, so I was happy
He's
about
like
that.
He's like Happy Gilmore, giving the ball a finger. Oh, Sergio, yes.
Missing
the cut. He missed the cut, yes.
Yep. Did Jordan Spieth? No, Jordan Spieth did not miss the cut. He finally made a cut.
I think he was like 20th or something, 16th. Yeah,
21st, tied for 21st.
So Phil posted on his website a video of him driving down Magnolia Lane talking about this is going to be a great round. This was before the third round. I'm a partner with Matt Kuchar. It should be fun. Then he says, he said, what did he say? There'll be no side bets.
Yeah.
Because if I win, I only get 0.6 return on my, if I win. Oh, boy.
It's amazing. You guys have, like, this love affair with Phil. But he's funny, though, right?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. And he keeps it real. I like the stuff that he said about Kuchar, because most other guys probably would have never said anything like that. You know what I mean? But he definitely.
But when you feel, you've got the gravity.
Well, what did he say?
I just said.
Oh, about that. I'm sorry.
Where were you at?
He was like, I thought there was something more to it, what you were saying.
No. He was just making fun of the fact,
that he shafted his sheep.
Yeah, he shafted his
his Mexican caddy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was
that
something
is funny.
That stuck out to me.
That's a good dig.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great dig. Anything stand out to you, Rick? Anything stand out to you?
Tiger won.
Tiger winning.
Bottom line.
What about you, Sherry?
Sergio missing the cut gave me great pleasure.
Yes.
Let's see. DJ not winning gave me great pleasure.
What happened to Roy? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Roy. I mean, Roy didn't do squat.
I've never seen somebody who the golf media wants to win so bad than Roy. I mean, they want this dude to be so good.
He finished at like 5 under, right?
Yeah, tied for 21st.
Him and Spieth both, yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, they want it so bad for him. It's like, yo, I mean, if he doesn't win another tournament, he has already had a Hall of Fame career. I don't know. They're so thirsty for Roy to win. It's crazy to me.
So a couple things. Did you all see, and so we, you know, all had, by the way, I finished, out of us three, my guy, Jason Day. He may not have won, but he did finish tied for fifth, which my guy finished the highest. But on Thursday, I don't know if you guys were watching, he was in a ton of pain.
Yeah.
You see, they had him laying down on his back in between hole, like before he was going to tee up.
Stretching him out or what?
Yeah, like had his leg off. It had to be his caddy stretching him out.
Yeah.
It was during the round. They had to pull him back up in the
woods. And it was early. It was like after he teed off on the second hole.
Yeah, he was in a ton of pain. Mm-hmm. And they said he picked up his kid wrong.
That's what it was.
And that's how he hurt
his back. Before the round, he was going to hug his daughter, and he bends down to pick her up, and then he strained like his back.
Yeah, remember you had something crazy like that last year.
Yeah, I did. I forgot.
You felt like something popped in your back.
Oh, yeah, I was picking up a weight.
Yeah, but still, it wasn't like...
Still, yeah.
Yeah, just picking something up.
And it wasn't even heavy. Now that I think about it, it was like one plate.
Yeah. You just get up wrong and boom. Go ahead. You got something to say?
did y'all see the holding one on 16?
Yes, that was DeChambeau.
It was
two holding ones today.
Yeah, there was two of them. Let's get right back to that because I have something I want to say about that. But go ahead and share with that.
So two other things.
With the Jason Day? Was that about Jason Day?
That was it about Jason Day.
But let me add one thing to that because he was picking up his. So then he says he was in the trailer kind of moping around after the round about it. Mm-hmm. And his wife told him, "This is the Masters. Suck it up."
Wow.
And he said that's why he went out to finish. Yeah. And he said,
is his wife related to
Kristen Glover? She says, "This is the Masters, Jason. Suck it up." And by the way, he says, so she's given birth to three kids. And so she knows pain. And so she says, I can do it.
I have no idea. I haven't had one before.
Yeah, I've never had a kid either.
Yeah, me either. there was two shots that, I mean, you know, you got your hole-in-ones, which are great. Mm-hmm. But I think it was Thursday or Friday, DeChambeau hits his shot from, I want to say he was 240, 250 out, maybe 230, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Crushed this ball, right? Mm-hmm. Hits a green, it bounces right before the green, rolls, hits the flag stick.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, and then bounces off, but it wasn't like it ricocheted 20 feet. It hit the flag stick and stopped like 6 inches from the hole.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he almost put it in from there. And then today, Phil did that. Phil, he didn't hit the flag stick, but I think he was 240 out, and he smokes one up there, and they can't see it.
Right.
It's a bunch, you know, because they're blind. And so they're like, why is the crowd going crazy? Is the ball in the hole? What's going on? You know? But Phil's rolls within an inch of the hole and stops right before. I mean, he almost dropped that thing, and he's looking, like, where's the ball? How close is it? I mean, amazing. The other thing that I found really interesting, and maybe I didn't pay attention to it as much before, but is how many golfers are leaving the flag stick in when they putt.
Yeah.
Did y'all notice that?
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the new rules for this year. Mm. But I found it really interesting how they're doing it. And also, Patrick Reed, still an a-hole.
Yeah. Oh, no, we've got more on him. Yeah. And we'll address that. Rick, you just talked about a couple of shots that made the two hole-in-ones, right?
The two hole-in-ones, mainly.
It was interesting because when Bryson DeChambeau hit that hole-in-one today, I think it was on 16, right? He went nuts. I mean, he's jumping around. He's hugging other golfers and hugging caddies. I've never seen someone during a round hit a hole-in-one like that and be that excited. Right. And it was kind of refreshing to see. You know, he could have been any, you know, recreational weekend hacker who lucked into a hole-in-one. Yeah. And that was the same reaction you would have saw. I thought that was.
But it was a lot of great up and downs mm-hmm. That you've seen in this tournament. And I tell people all the time, unless you play golf, you don't appreciate what these guys be doing on tour.
Oh, yeah. Their ridiculous. Ability is ridiculous.
Yeah, Luigi was killing it. I mean, he was getting the whole.
That's what he does. Whole,
yeah. I mean,
he just saves every bad shot.
Yep. A couple times I thought he should have had bogeys, and he par.
And his approach shots are always just money, so it's a short putt.
Yeah.
The other thing is how stacked the leaderboard was with
Who's who was on the leaderboard.
I mean, it was like a Hall of Fame match. Going
That's what it was. No, absolutely. If there was a such thing as an All Star game for this golf, was this was it. Yeah. I mean, who's who. Was on the leaderboard. And that was a good deal.
Well, except for Rory and Spieth.
Yeah, which is fine.
Well, And there's Shuffle.
Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, he didn't belong there. Yeah, but whatever.
Well, Schauffele's been good the last year or so. I mean, he's not, obviously, these guys. Yeah, you're right. He's not there.
Yeah, he's good, but, you know, anyway.
He's a newbie.
Yeah.
to this stuff.
But it was a great tournament. It was a great match. This was like, I don't remember the last time, you know, I was disintrigued with a golf tournament.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I'm glad Vern came out because I would have been screaming in the basement by myself.
Yeah.
I was still screaming, but at least it was somebody there to scream with me.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it's because how stacked the leaderboard was.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't Tiger and a bunch of no names. Exactly. It was like, I mean, you got Jason Day, you got Molinari, you got DJ.
And you had people like DJ and Jason Day making a late run.
I'm
looking at the leaderboard and all of a sudden I see three tied at 12 under and then DJ at 11. I'm like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
And then for a second there, all of a sudden, I see Tiger and Molinari, they drop to 11 under, and Patrick Cantlay goes to 12 under. I'm like, where did he come from?
And then Jason Day is right there tied for second. I'm
I saw Jason Day come out of
the way. I didn't even see him swing a club today. I don't even know what he wore, but all of a sudden, he's tied for second.
Right. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed the drama, I guess it was today, because you had every shot. You know, somebody missed a shot, okay, now the leaderboard shuffles.
Yeah.
You know, so it made it that much more interesting. I don't believe in any Masters I've watched in the last, probably since this Tiger one, that was this interesting to me, at least.
Now, the question is, if Tiger was nowhere to be seen, would we have been as interested in it?
Yes. Let me qualify that. If the drama was still there, with the guys being shuffling like they were, minus Tiger, I still would have been interested. Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what got me, was the fact that every shot you had to say, okay, so what does that do now? Because they were so packed in there, you kept bringing more people, you know, people that were in the 10 and 9s were now all of a sudden back in play all of a sudden.
Every single shot mattered. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah.
And I think that's the case because if you look at the top 11, you got Rahm, you got Day, Molinari, Webb Simpson, Tony Finau, Brooks Koepka, again finishes tied for a second. This dude... Yeah. Like, all he does is win Masters.
That's it. That's all. And, you know, he talks about being disrespected and they don't, you know, consider me one of the best. But it's like, you don't really play well in other tournaments.
Right.
He literally just plays well. Only wins
Majors.
Yeah. So you're not the talk going into a lot of majors because you don't really play well going into them. And so folks are building off momentum. And he was hurt late last year and I think even a little earlier than that. And so... You're not playing. And so that's why nobody's
you
talking.
Say too, they talk.
He doesn't look like a golfer to me. He looks like a baseball player or something.
He does, Ron does too.
Linebacker, maybe a bodybuilder or something.
Brooks was saying too, and one of the quotes about people were saying he was too big to play golf. He was too muscular. And he was like, well, this is what's working for me. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Set the hell up, basically.
Phil
finished tied for 18th, by the way.
Yeah.
With Adam Scott and Kazeri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big disappointment. Justin Rose.
Didn't make the cut.
Guess where he is on my list right now? Because he cost me money this week. And he cost me a lot, too. So he's in that DJ doghouse.
There you go. Don't cost Sherman any money, guys.
Missed that putt on Friday. Mm-hmm. A gimme putt. Uh-huh. Missed it and missed the cut.
Wow. Yep, there it is. And speaking of missing Justin cuts, Rose, just
you are
cuts.
Dead to me. I will never root for you again.
And speaking of missing cuts or just making cuts, let's go to the Manny Millions, LB. What do you got on that?
Okay, Manny Millions. So I think this is the first time we've had a four-way tie.
Oh, good night.
For first last place. How the hell we say that? I don't know. Every week I can remember from week to week. So they finished at +8. They each won $22,400. $22,425.
Not bad.
We got J.B. Holmes.
Okay.
My man, 61-year-old Bernhard Langer. Emilio Grillo.
Grillo.
And Alex Noren.
Okay.
So let's Swedish. Go. Swedish
those
last.
Some, yeah, some pretty guy. Big names to be last place.
Well, yeah. I mean, these are the biggest the Masters.
Yeah, these are the biggest four we've had.
On yeah, because yeah. J.B. Holmes won not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I forget what tournament it was. So,
man, that clown shot a plus +8 today.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll give you, since we talked to him about him before, I'll kind of go fast. J.B. Holmes, 5'11", 190, 36 years old, from UK grad, Campbellville, Kentucky, small town outside of Louisville. Turned pro in 05, played in 301, well, it's probably 302 now.
Pay attention, Rick, because you got a guess, too.
Right. Don't look up the answers, either. Put his phone down.
Put your phone down.
Yeah. Okay. Naked ladies? Come on, yeah. Man.
Really?
200, he made 213
the Masters
cuts.
Purse. The payouts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. How much how much was first place?
$2 million.
$2 million.
Cool.
Nice.
So man. Back to J.B. Holmes.
Sorry.
Rich kid.
So he has 5 wins, 41 top tens.
Ooh.
10 wins, 41 top
mm-hmm.
tens.
Mm-hmm. 5 wins.
213 cuts made.
Okay. And he's been on tour 14 years.
Yep. 05.
My guess is 32 mil.
Ooh, that's okay. A good guess. How many top tens? 42? Stop that.
41 top tens.
41 top mm-hmm. tens. I'm going to go 14. Year. I'm going to say 29 million.
Okay.
24.8.
You didn't let him.
Oh, my bad. I forgot he was here. I didn't even see you.
24.8.
My bad. I'm sorry. I'll get you next one. Fortunately, I had 3 more.
Yeah, you got 3 more. Yeah, 3 yeah. more.
The only thing I'll tell a little blurb about him was he. This is pretty cool. J.B. Holmes.
Okay.
He was on the high school golf team
uh-huh.
as a third grader.
What?
No.
Yes.
As a third grader?
Third grader. I don't know, and I don't know how they did that.
You're right, because you only get 4 years to play, he was, even if you play in eighth grade. So
good night.
Yeah.
But so he played
third
high
grade.
So
he was played on a high school golf team.
High school wow. golf for 9 years.
Maybe it wasn't the high school that he went to. Well, no, it still counts.
Still,
right?
It was just a count. But it's in Kentucky. You know, they do stuff.
Yeah, they just do. Yeah, they make up their rules. They make up the rules as they go along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want that boy right there.
Yeah, check in Rodney and defend Kentucky. How did that just happen? Yeah.
Oh, Rodney is not happy with us.
I know. We've blasted. He's been blasting us all day. We've been blasting back, too. So
yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
All right, the next one, we'll go with Bernhard Langer. He's 61 years old. He's originally from Germany. He lives in Boca Raton, Florida now.
Of course.
5'9", 160. So he's been on tour forever. Oh, did I write down how long? No, I didn't even write down what year he started.
Are we counting his champion tour wins?
Well, no. This has career. I don't think they break it. I think they do break it out.
Okay.
Just separately. So 39 wins.
Mm. Ooh.
167 top tens.
This guy.
237 events.
Wow.
But remember,
it's way back in the day.
Right. He started
pre-Tiger.
Right. So
I'm still going to, I'm going to go 25 million.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going, you want to go or you want me to?
I'm
going
to go with 38.
Okay.
And you guys keep guessing right where I'm guessing. I'm going to go 42.
All right, answer 27.
What?
Nice. Yeah. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's married, got 4 kids. All right, Grilly.
He's not made a lot of money.
Well, he's making more now than a champ. He's killing the champ.
Well, saying, yeah, so. Yeah. But still, they don't get – well, I'm sure they get more than the LPGA.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do.
Sure, the old golfers wish they got paid the way they do today.
Well, everybody does, too. Emilio Grillo. He's 26 years old. He's originally from originally from Argentina.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, you said 26?
26, yes.
Okay.
5'9", 175, which seems to be about, apparently, to be a good golfer, you got to be 5'9".
Yeah.
160, apparently.
Yeah, 160 to 180.
Yep, they all be in that range. He lives in Bradenton, Florida. Mm-hmm. He's married, he's got no kids. Smart guy. Okay. Turned pro in 2011. He has 1 PGA Tour win. He has 3 second places, 2 third places, 14 top tens, and 81 cuts made.
Hmm. And you say he turned pro when? 2011?
Yes.
Dang, he was young. He was only 18 when he turned pro. Hmm. All right, Claude.
You're good at math. I'm going to go
I am.
I'm going to go with.
He knows the calendar, too.
10. Yeah, he does. I'm going to go with 10 million.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 8.2 million.
Okay.
Oh. I'll go with 5.
8.9.
Hey.
Ooh. Sure. Okay,
as you said, I'm good with numbers.
He's good with his
okay,
he's good with math.
Notable notes about him. Picked up golf, picked up his first club at age 5. He left Argentina at age 16 to go to the IMG Academy in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So he's in the same class with Spieth, JT, and Xander Souffle.
Souffle.
Souffle. I like
Wait,
Souffle.
From, what do you mean same class? They all went to IMG? But or just came out in 2011?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
One more thing. I need to go backwards because I wrote another page. Some notables for Bernhard Langer. His father settled in Bavaria after jumping a Russian prisoner of war train.
Good night.
Bound for Siberia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It wasn't going to end up well for him there.
No. Exactly. Yeah. So he started playing golf at 7. He turned pro at 15. His favorite book? Guess?
Mein Kampf. I really hope I'm wrong.
Goodness gracious. I don't know. I mean,
Tropic of Cancer.
Yeah. The Bible.
Yes.
Get out of here. Nice. Okay. Well, there we go. Right, I wouldn't have guessed.
Right. The last guy, Alex Noren. He's 36, 5'11", 165.
Alex Noren is 36?
Yep. He's from Sweden.
Alex Noren.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Sweden.
Yep.
He went to OK State, turned pro in 05. He's married. No rugrats. He still lives in Sweden. He has not transversed over to the United States.
He plays a lot on the
Can't
European
say I blame
tour.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I would come here if I was
somewhere
else.
Not from Sweden.
Yeah.
No.
All them women over there. So he got zero wins. He has one.
Zero wins?
Zero wins.
And he turned pro when?
05.
It's hard to win on tour. Claude says it every week.
It's hard.
But if you make the cut every single week and come in last,
you're still gonna make
money. Can still make a good career out of playing golf.
Rick, what do you think we're doing right now?
It's called Manny Mate.
Yeah, we did
it
last year.
To the podcast? Like,
that's all last year we did the whole. We calculated what you'd win if you made the cut and finished last.
$680,000.
Yeah, that was it. That's I was talking to one of you guys about it.
Right.
Or you just listen to the podcast.
Right, one of the two.
Yeah.
Right. So he has zero wins. He has 1 second place, 2 third places, and 7 top tens. He made 43 cuts.
Okay. This is why he still lives in Sweden. Mm-hmm. He cannot afford to live here.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Wait, go through those numbers again.
Okay. 0 wins.
Okay.
1 second place.
Okay.
2 third places.
Oh.
7 top tens.
Mm-hmm.
And made the cut 43 times.
Okay.
But he turned pro
2005.
So it's a while ago.
14 years.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 4.8 million.
Okay.
Go ahead.
6.5.
All right.
I'm going to go 2.3.
4.08.
What did you say?
I don't remember. You said 4.8,
four
I think.
Something.
So, okay. 4.8, whatever. So his only thing notable about him, he turned started playing golf at 8, had his first hole in one, at 12.
Mm.
And if he didn't play golf, he said he'd be an F1 driver.
Okay.
Formula 1.
So let's can we break something down for a second?
Please do.
He has to be on the European tour.
He is.
So that's not included in these numbers.
It can't be.
No, that's just PGA numbers.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because he wouldn't be an F1 driver. He'd be like a Dunkin' Donuts barista or something.
No, so he did good with that. Well, there you go. Anything else from the Masters before we, you know?
No, I have a couple little things, but they're not Masters related.
You want to talk about Fat Pat?
Let's go to Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
Patrick Reed and this whole situation with his family. So I think it was LB who sent the article, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. About his family. I did not know this. There was one tournament in this article where it says that he said if he knew that they were there before he was on the 17th hole on the final round when he noticed that they were there, but if he knew that they were there earlier, he would have asked for them to be escorted out.
Right.
This whole thing started.
Even though they didn't even do anything.
They didn't
say
do
anything.
And they flew to Europe. The event, I believe, was in Europe.
Yeah, that was the
Ryder Cup,
I believe, or something.
But his dad and his sister flew over to watch him play.
It's unbelievable. It started when he wins where it was Augusta State or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he leaves that school because he's got all these bad relationships.
He left
there
Georgia.
With the team.
And left Georgia and went to Augusta State because he was cheating.
Exactly. And then so then.
But he loves to call out cheaters.
He gets this thing with his then girlfriend or fiance, and he wants to marry her. Apparently, it started because the family thought that it was he was a little too young for
too
all
young
that.
To be getting married. Yep.
Yeah.
And then he hasn't spoken to them since.
Yep. Didn't invite him to the wedding, and they live. Guess where they live, Rick? Take a guess.
His family, his mother and father.
Guess. Augusta.
Come on, man. Guess.
Augusta.
And Augusta.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's crazy.
It is. And he won't speak to him. He doesn't want them at the tournaments. You know what I mean? Like, what is up with this dude?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of just a.
What was interesting was in the article, the comments, people are actually defending him. And they're like, you know, toxic people can be related to you, this and that. I'm
it
like,
must go deeper than what we know, though.
It's got to. You would hope it would.
Yeah,
but given the track record with him, it seems like he's the toxic person, right?
That could be.
Like, every circle that he runs in.
University of Georgia, Augusta State. And then I think he left Augusta State and went back to Georgia, or left Georgia and went to Augusta and back to Augusta, something like that. But it seems like he's the
PGA tour
locker
room.
What's the common denominator?
Yep, PGA tour locker room. Players don't like him.
Yeah, players don't like him. Maybe
nobody wants
him
to even play with him.
Does Sergio like him?
I mean,
probably not, because isn't Patrick Reed the one who called out Sergio for scraping the putter on the green?
Because somebody saw it, and they told Patrick, and Patrick reported it.
The sole bigger a-hole on tour than him, he actually ratted out for Yeah, he's just a joke, man.
Yeah, I heard nobody showed up at his Masters champion dinner. No, I just messed up.
I did see his menu. It was kind of bland.
It
was nothing special.
And I hate to say, this sounds really mean. I want his marriage to end in a divorce more than anything I honestly do, because I think that would just be at that point it would be fitting.
Right.
And at that point, he'd run back home, and if I was his father, I'd say, go talk to your wife.
Right.
Yeah, go talk to her family.
If Tiger keeps winning, then he may ruin that marriage, too. Who knows?
that would be good.
Because remember, it was Patrick who was wearing black and red on Sundays. Yeah, it was like, what are you doing?
Man, Tiger put on some weight.
Like, dude, you're not sitting here playing at Hampshire Greens on a Sunday with your friends and dressing up like Tiger. You're on tour.
Because the first few times, you're like, man, Tiger really let himself go. His back's hurt, but dang.
Patrick Reed, stop with this whole red and black. That's Tiger. What are you doing?
What's Tiger going to do about his hairline? We're just going to cut that stuff off, man.
Well, you can't see it when he has a hat on.
But then never take your hat off.
You got to take your hat off when you shake hands. I mean, a lot of these guys, like Kuchar, you see Kuchar has the exact same thing going on.
They take the hat off, they just as pale.
Sergio, it's the whole thing that's happening. You got to figure out what you're going to do. He should probably cut it, right?
Who,
yeah.
Tiger?
Yeah.
Because this a big spot in the back. The top, you can see the scalp everywhere on the top.
Yeah.
He's about to be the bozo cut. That's what he's going to.
He really is.
So just call it a day, man.
We were watching
yesterday, and Tiger finished, and he went to go shake their hands, took their hat off. Robin and Taylor were watching with me. And when he took his hat off, they were like, ooh.
Yeah, Rick had his daughter watching golf.
There you go. You got to stop that. So speaking of kids and golf, Manny, by the way, played 9 holes at Paint Branch. They let him play.
Okay.
I didn't know they would, because last time I tried, they said, no, he's too young. And said, so I'll go back.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway.
What? You're Paint Branch. You better take every dollar you can get.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, they didn't have a junior rate. I had to pay $18 for him to play.
Wow. And they said, $18.
And then they still
were going to turn him away.
I had to pay $18 for a 6-year-old to play. Then they asked me, do you want to pay for a pool cart? I was like, no, I don't want to pay for a pool cart. You don't even have a junior fee. Like, I'll carry his bags. Thank you.
And so you only got 4 clubs.
Right, exactly. He only has 4 clubs. Like, why? So anyway, but yeah, so they let him out there and play. And we had a good time. And, you know, so what I ended up doing was, I would tee off from the tees, but when we were 100 yards out from the green, that's when I would tee him up in the fairway and let him hit. And he legit bogeyed a couple holes. It was good until he started saying, "I want to hit from the tees." And so I let him goof around a little bit because nobody was out there.
Yeah, I mean, why would there be his Paint Branch? Exactly. They turn people away.
Yeah,
like, I'm paying rack rate. You're going to turn me away?
It's like, hey, you know, can we go?
I remember taking Chris out there when he was close to Manny's age.
Really,
I mean, he may have been a year or two older, maybe. But
to Paint Branch.
Yeah, it's a Paint Branch.
Yeah,
Manny's going to have to work a little bit more on his chipping and putting if he's going to do good in this drive chipping.
You're going to be competitive.
Yeah, he's got to get.
Yeah, what you going to do, man? You going to work on your chipping and putting? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's shaking his head yes for everybody watching on PG.
Yeah, CTV Channel 76. Yeah. There we go.
So I have a question. Tiger's odds. What are his odds on winning the Open? That's the next
He's
got to
be the favorite.
He's got to be the favorite.
Because is that the
is
next
the
one?
Is the Open the next
no,
one?
No, they said somebody.
No, the Open is next. The U.S. Open.
Oh.
So they moved the PGA
Championship.
Is May 19th,
that.
Though, right?
So here's the issue I have with them moving the PGA. Wasn't the PGA Championship
the Players
was first?
Right. Right. Well, the Players was late in the year. They moved that up first. Yeah, this
That's
year.
Before,
yeah, the Players were first.
It was,
so before,
it was last month.
Then U.S. Open, Open Championship, and
okay, well, I don't know. The PGA I don't know about the U.S. Open because that's Father's Day.
The PGA champion is next. That's May.
The PGA Championship.
That's in August.
Why are they messing with so much stuff?
May 16th to the 19th. And just to be clear, May 16th is my birthday.
May 17th is mine.
There you go.
Get out of here.
It's at Bethpage.
Why don't you two get together and you know stroke each other's egos?
What day is your birthday again?
Happy birthday. Happy 17th.
Birthday. Oh, right. That's right. Yours is the 17th and mine's the 16th.
Exactly.
Yes. And isn't somebody's the 19th or something?
Yes, Kyle's birthday is the 19th.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And then I'm doing this, the U.S. Open is June 13th.
Yep, Father's Day. Weekend. Wait, that's not Father's Day weekend.
It's not. Mm-hmm. It's normally around the 20th. Normally, yeah.
The 13th must be a Thursday.
Yeah, it's got to be, yeah.
Okay. Okay, got you.
Yeah, so maybe the Father's Day this year is on the 16th then.
14th, yes.
They'll be at Torrey Pines.
And how many days?
That's Phil's birthday is that Sunday.
Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm. They'll be at Pebble Beach.
Yep.
Ooh, Phil hasn't won the U.S. Open yet. Yep. And it's Father's Day weekend, and his birthday is mm-hmm. that Sunday.
And the Open.
Phil ain't winning.
The Open is July 18th to the 21st.
That I love
so they moved the PGA to May.
So
moved
everything the around.
Yeah. Okay. So the Open is actually the last major of the year now.
That's cool. I'm fine with that because the FedEx FedEx finishes in August now, mm-hmm. right around September. So it's done. Come the fall, I'm good with that.
Yeah,
because I don't pay attention to golf past September, October anyway.
I do for when the FedEx is going on.
Well, that was just earlier.
I just noticed that.
I know,
but Brooks Koepka is the defending champion of the PGA and the Open because he won both last year.
That's all it does.
Yeah.
Win majors. Championships. Yeah, majors.
Win, no matter what.
Exactly. So PGA.
Tie for second for this one.
Yeah.
So PGA Championship. Which
is
the favorite?
Where? Which is where?
It's in Bethpage Bat.
Bethpage?
Yep.
We got to get to Bethpage.
Yeah.
I want to play that so bad.
I don't know. I don't know. Let me say this. I don't know about the next two because I think the top man is – I mean, the cream rises to the top, and there's a lot of really good golfers. But I think once we get to the Open in July, I'm going with Tiger there.
Brooks might take this PGA, huh? I think Brooks might.
Brooks might. I mean, DJ's knocking. Mm-hmm. Jason Day is always in the top five. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Little Slick Rick was close.
Ricky's always close, but
he can't come from behind. I thought that number Jason Day put up today was impressive. He shot 5 under.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, tied for the lowest
round
for the day. And for him to do that on a Sunday where normally he's hanging around, but he's not like he can't ever crack it, mm-hmm. I think Jason Day may win that one of the next two.
We'll see.
But Brooks will be there. I mean, Brooks Koepka, he's just there.
Bethpage in New York.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Upstate New York.
Yeah, we got to get there.
So then the U.S. Open is
U.S. Open is
out in
Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach. Mm-hmm. So two public courses. Is it always on a public course?
U.S. Open is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the Players?
I don't know.
Or whatever it was.
PGA.
PGA.
I don't know. I don't know if it's always on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know where the Open is?
Yeah. Hold on. Scrolling.
As it looks it up.
Scrolling around. What did I just say? It was August, right?
July.
The Open, Royal Portrush Golf Club.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Me neither.
Yeah. Anyway, 100th episode coming up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 2 weeks.
Green Turtle, Burtonsville, Sunday, April 28th, right?
April 28th.
That's
Ladies, come visit us. Come say
By
hi.
The way.
Come visit him.
We're trying to put together a group because there's some ladies who want to take up golf who listen to the podcast. And so they're like, yo, you got to get a ladies group together. So I'm like, why don't you guys get the group together? I mean, what am I supposed to do? So anyway, so I'm trying to get a group lesson together for them so we can have a golf DMV ladies group. Crew or whatever.
Well, it can't be ladies because I have a cousin that asks about the same thing, but he's male, obviously. Well, obviously.
Not, right. I mean, it was a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, well, he is male.
Okay.
So he's interested in doing it as well. So
oh, sweet.
I told him I would keep him updated. So we need to, if we're going to do this, let's make
do
it happen.
Do a beginner's thing. Okay.
Let's make it happen.
So the thing I'm trying to do is we love Brendan, but given where the folks who are asking live, they don't live close to Olney.
Right. That's the same. Yeah, he lives. I think he's in D.C. So.
See, that's the thing. I've got to figure out where we can do this closer to where everybody lives.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it on a Saturday, I mean, if you want to play golf, you got to be willing to travel because golf, you're going if you live in D.C., you coming out of D.C. anyway to play golf.
Yeah, unless you're going to play at Haynes Point or wherever
it is. Or Langston.
Langston, yeah.
Have you ever played Langston?
No.
I have. Not a bad course.
It's not bad. Mm-mm. It's long.
Isn't that where George got his club stolen and had to buy it back?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. you got to be in P's and Q's, but
yeah. Got to keep your hand on the swivel. Keep your hand on the swivel.
Yeah. Make sure you go with them hands.
There you go. Yeah, be ready to fight. That might happen. So, 100th episode. Hope to see everybody out there. Anything else going on, guys?
I just need to say shout out to Coach B. He took me out to the where did we go? The auto show yesterday. So I shout out to
the convention center? The DC convention center?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, it was cool. We had a good time.
Did you get an invite?
No.
I'm not really a car guy.
He invited me.
I wouldn't invite myself if I was going in. So.
I'm curious. I didn't hear about this. I wasn't given the chance to decline the offer.
I wouldn't win anyway.
That's probably why you didn't get an invite, because you would have declined.
Well, I had good reason.
And I shout out to my grandson, Kyle. He hurt his leg. His season's over for lacrosse.
Why would you give that a... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, make him feel good.
Wait, he fractured it?
Yeah, I think so. That's the last I heard. That was probably going to be probably fractured. I haven't got the full report, the x-ray results, but they thought it was a slight fracture.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so yeah.
Is he happy about that?
I don't know. I'm taking the day
off. I mean,
off
not about the fracture, but about
being off. I think he actually liked lacrosse.
Really?
Yeah, because honestly, I think he liked it more than football.
Mm. Wow.
Really?
And then think about it, all these years he played football, never got hurt.
Yeah,
right. Of course. First of course. Season lacrosse, now you get hurt, right?
Of course.
Shout out to the little guy, little big guy, because he's bigger than me now. So
yeah.
Kyle's
get
a grown
better,
boy.
Kyle.
Yeah. Hope you feel better. If that's it, guys. Do you have anything else? Oh, we got some hats on the way. We'll have them at the live.
Please let them be red.
Yeah. With the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, so speaking of hats, quick story. So I'm on the subway, right? And I feel about the Washington D.C. subway. I hate it in the word.
So why were you on it?
Because I was going to that car
convention
show
center.
Thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on subway.
I didn't want to take a car to the car show.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a great get off the train. There's a family of like five that gets on. Mm-hmm. Father, two kids, and one's a teenage son. And he's got on his MAGA hat. Teenage son. And it took everything in me to not say something to this young man.
Or smack it off of
and his family and say,
I'm surprised you didn't say something.
I know. I sat there the whole time. And once I saw it, I was like, you little idiot. You little blankety blank, 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 blank. And all I wanted to say
filth,
was.
Filth, flaunt, flaunt, filth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know where you are. You know, that's not welcomed here.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody comes in behind you and punch you in your face, hey. It's par for the course. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got the hat on. You brag enough. You big enough to wear it. You big enough to take that right hook. You know what I mean?
And if your daddy got something to say, he could catch a left hook.
He catch one thing. Man, I was in my feelings about that. I really was. Because it makes me wonder from a parent's perspective, even if you feel that way.
Right.
Learn behavior.
You don't walk around in certain areas. You know what I mean? It's like
they feel entitled that they can now. Exactly. Because I'm telling you, 10 years ago, they wouldn't.
And that's the thing. And you just know what that conjures up in other people.
But they don't care because they feel like, oh, well, our guy is going to protect us. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Your
guy ain't taking the Metro.
And they won't. Yeah, exactly. No, not at all.
No.
Right.
Because he may catch one of them right hooks, too. He may catch them hands.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah. Well, hope to see everybody out
there. I went to see Trevor Noah last night.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing an arena tour. So, I liked him before. Dude, this is a funny dude, man. So I'm sure the stand-up will be on, like, Netflix or something. It'll come out on, because he's touring across.
Right.
Man, you have to watch it. It was great.
Okay, cool. Good.
What's up with Taylor, man, before you go?
Taylor's doing great. She's
all right,
still
getting ready to go to college.
Getting ready to go to college next year. And she's getting ready.
All right.
Sweet.
So she's still training.
Didn't she get, wasn't she named first team or something?
First team, all-county. All-county first team.
Good for her.
PG County.
Check that out.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Basketball star. There we go. Yeah. Golf DMV 1 on Instagram and Twitter. Golf DMV on Facebook. GolfDMV1@gmail.com.
Hey, Rodney, your guy won.
Yeah. All you get from Rodney a text message is a tiger. Tiger, 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 tiger. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
Peace.
Good night.
Peace.
Oh, you messed it up, man. I'm last.
Let's try this again.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace.
Peace.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf DMV. Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save